Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are here speaking with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. And Natalie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. As we're here in the month of June, we have certain things to get to, including skin cancer prevention, men's health, back-to-school immunizations, and July 4th safety. So start here with skin cancer prevention, and how can we protect our skin from the sun?
Well, when it comes to the sun, you will want to be limiting your sun exposure this summer, especially between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. when the sun's rays are the strongest. Of course, that doesn't mean you have to stay inside. There are other ways to protect your skin while you're outside, so seek shade and things like that. Definitely use a broad spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30. And then the guidelines for that are pretty much to apply every 2 hours, but more often if you're swimming or sweating, things like that. And then when you apply, make sure you use a generous amount. And don't forget, it's commonly missed places like your scalp, your ears, the back of your neck, or your feet. You can also wear a hat and sunglasses, which will protect your scalp and your eyes, which are two other sensitive areas. And then you might consider wearing like long pants or long sleeves made out of a lightweight material like linen, just for some added protection.
Awesome. And can you identify some signs of skin cancer to be on the lookout for?
Yeah, so the Skin Cancer Foundation recommends that all adults be screened for skin cancer once a year by a dermatologist. But in between visits, you can examine your own body for things like sores that don't heal or keep returning, a mole that changes in color, size, shape, or symmetry, a painful lesion that itches or burns, a small lesion with an irregular border and varying colors, so it might be red, pink, white, blue, or black. Also a pearly or waxy bump, and then a firm red nodule. So let your doctor or your dermatologist know if you notice any of these symptoms so you can get them addressed quickly.
Well, thank you for going over that. It's also, let's talk about men's health. I know you talked about women's health last time, but when it comes to men's health, what are health issues that particularly affect men?
So in the United States, men are expected to live about 6 years less than women on average, and that can be attributed to a combination of a lot of different things. So it can be related to biology, different behaviors, and also some social norms. So getting into some health conditions that affect men in particular, one health condition affecting men the most is heart disease, and that's actually the leading cause of death among men. And then also oftentimes it's risk factors like high blood pressure and high cholesterol go untreated, and that can make matters worse. Men are also less likely to seek help for mental health conditions like depression, anxiety, and substance use disorder, and they are more at risk of suicide. And then finally, the cancers that men are most likely to be diagnosed with are prostate, lung, and colorectal cancers.
And talk about the recommendations for men in order to maintain their health.
So definitely going for your annual checkups with your primary care provider is very important, so you can address concerns and your doctor can catch any issues early on. There are also several screenings that men should have done regularly, including annual skin checks with a dermatologist, like I said before, colorectal cancer screenings starting at age 45, and then prostate cancer screening starting at age 50. But talk to your doctor if you have any questions about screening recommendations based on your personal risk. And then the other thing is just maintaining a healthy lifestyle. That really helps prevent and manage chronic diseases and just helps you have a better chance of living a long and healthy life, which is what we all want. So this includes eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, whole grains and lean proteins, staying physically active as much as possible, and then also limiting tobacco and alcohol use. It's also good to prioritize getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night, manage your stress, and stay socially connected.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. Now, Natalie, we'll move on here to back to school immunizations. Can you name the required vaccines for school?
Yeah, so even though it feels like summer just started, it's good to get your school immunizations sooner rather than later, so then you don't have to worry about scrambling to get them done right before school starts back up again in a few months. The vaccine requirements for certain grade levels are kindergarten, 7th grade, and 12th grade. So before starting kindergarten, there are 5 required vaccines, which are DTaP, which covers diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, polio, MMR, which is measles, mumps, and rubella, hepatitis B, and varicella. When going into 7th grade, students will need the Tdap booster, so that covers tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis again, the meningococcal vaccine, and then also HPV vaccine is strongly recommended but not required for both boys and girls. And then finally, entering 12th grade or senior year, students will need 2 doses of the meningococcal vaccine to enter their senior year. So if your child does not have the required vaccinations, they may be withheld from school or school activities until they get them.
And can you say what the reason is that the state of Iowa requires immunizations for school enrollment?
Yeah, Iowa has school vaccination requirements in place to help keep our children, teachers, and school staff healthy throughout the school year. So when we reduce the risk of vaccine-preventable illness being spread at school, we reduce the numbers of days when children are out of the classroom, at home, or not feeling well. So they'll do better in school, and they'll tend to perform better in school while they're there too if they're not sick.
And where can youth go to get back to school vaccines?
So you can go to your primary care provider's office, or if your student is eligible for the Vaccines for Children program, which is also known as VFC, they can get their shots here at the Dallas County Health Department. To qualify for VFC, your child must be Medicaid enrolled, not have any health insurance, or have health insurance that does not cover vaccines, or they can be an American Indian or Alaska Native. So if your child meets one of those criteria, you can schedule an appointment at one of our clinics by calling our health department at 515-993-3750.
Again, we're speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. And Natalie, of course, 4th of July coming up here soon. So can you discuss food safety tips?
Yeah, many people celebrate 4th of July with cookouts, but especially in the summer heat, there are some food safety tips you'll want to keep in mind to avoid causing any foodborne illness. First, stay clean by washing your hands with soap and water before and after touching raw meat, and by cleaning surfaces that come in contact with those raw foods. Also, be sure to use separate trays, plates, and utensils for raw foods and cooked foods. When cooking, follow the safe minimum internal temperature recommended for meat. You can usually find those with your food thermometer or just by a quick Google search. Be sure to refrigerate perishable leftovers right away rather than leaving them sitting out in the heat. Especially when it's hot outside, it's best to refrigerate things like within just 1 hour of cooking. So really be mindful of that. And then one final tip is to clean your grilling equipment thoroughly, but don't use metal bristle brushes because the metal bits from those can break off and then get into your food next time you cook, and then they can lodge in your digestive tract if swallowed, so it's just really a bad situation. Instead, opt for nylon bristle brushes or bristle-free options like scrapers.
When it comes to lighting up fireworks, of course, there is the new state law that Governor Kim Reynolds signed. What are safety suggestions to keep in mind with that?
The safest way to enjoy fireworks is to attend a public fireworks show put on by professionals, but if you choose to set up fireworks at your home, there's some safety tips you'll want to keep in mind. So never give fireworks to small children, and never throw or point a firework towards any humans, animals, vehicles, structures like houses, or other flammable materials. Be sure to always follow the instructions on the packaging. Keep a supply of water close by to douse a fire if necessary. Make sure the person lighting fireworks always wears eye protection and also is not under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Light only one firework at a time and never attempt to relight a dud. Store fireworks in a cool, dry place away from children and pets before you pull them out to use. And then when it comes to sparklers, it's not recommended that children under 5 get sparklers. But for their older children, supervise them closely and remind them to hold their sparkler away from their bodies and also away from other people. Maybe consider using some safer alternatives that won't cause burns, such as glow sticks or streamers.
Again, these are great things that we went over here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. Again, skin cancer prevention, men's health, back to school immunizations, and July 4th safety. And well, Natalie, thank you so much for taking the time to walk us through all of that.
Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.